Hello, Sartell St. Stephen community. This is Mike Rivard, your superintendent, and I'm excited to welcome you to another episode of the Sabre Speaks podcast. Today, we're going to discuss an exciting vision for our district's outdoor facilities and how these improvements will benefit not only our students, but the entire community. Joining me today are two outstanding leaders who play pivotal roles in shaping student life at Sartell High School. First, I'm thrilled to welcome Shane Kusler. Shane is a principal here at Sartell High School. Shane leads with a passion for fostering both academic and extracurricular excellence. He ensures that every student has the opportunity to thrive. And also joining me again is Bruce Thompson. Bruce is our activities director, whose leadership in athletics and activities does ensure that students have access to enriching programs that build skills, builds character, and school pride, both on and off the field. In today's episode, Shane and Bruce will share their perspectives on how the proposed outdoor facility improvements in referendum question number 2 aligns with our district's long-term vision and enhances opportunities for students and our community. So whether you're a parent, a student, or a community member, I hope this conversation inspires you and highlights the transformative potential of these updates that we're proposing. So let's get started. So Shane, I'm going to start with you. How will the outdoor facility improvements be incorporated into physical education classes and other school activities beyond just athletics?
I'm excited for the opportunity for our FIED classes to use the space. We have about 50 FIED classes each year that occur at Sartell High School. We've got a great indoor space and lots of places for students, but anytime we have the opportunity to get students outside, we're definitely excited and interested in that. Having a multi-purpose field that has turf will allow us to use that field far into the colder months in the fall, and hopefully even earlier in the spring that we can get out on other surfaces, because as soon as the snow can be cleared off, we don't have to wait for frost, we don't have to wait for anything else to come out from that space. Our students could be able to access the track for, again, those FIAD classes, many of our other classes. Also anticipate that our Oak Ridge Early Learning Center students will be able to access that space. Currently in the summer, we have 350 students that are here for strength and conditioning opportunities, as well as outside before and after school for strength and conditioning. Sometimes right now they're running on the pavement, and having a track or that multi-purpose field for students to be able to use would be a great opportunity.
Thanks for sharing that part, Shane. I'm glad Bruce is back with me again. We had fun on our last podcast talking about our fall athletics and activities that were going on. So I know today we're turning the page and talking a little bit more about something with our facilities. Bruce, how will the new multi-purpose athletic facility enhance opportunities for students participating in sports like football, like lacrosse, like soccer and track and field?
Yes, the multi-purpose athletic facility will significantly enhance the experience for our students at Sartell High School in a variety of sports. You know, I want to touch on a few. You mentioned track and field. The new athletic complex would have a track, would have a space for field events. So our 125 plus student athletes, 9 through 12, would be able to walk outside the high school and have a track here at the high school. This would minimize driving. This would also provide more efficient practice plans, because we'd have 125 compared to 250 to 300 at Riverview Intermediate Stadium. It would allow us to host large-scale meets, and they could do it at the high school campus, which is a unique experience that our track student athletes have really described as something that they would love to have that opportunity. As we look towards other sports, lacrosse, we have a co-op with Sauk Rapids, and we're the Storm and Sabres boys lacrosse program. They would primarily play their games and their practices on the multi-purpose turf field. They're extremely excited about this opportunity. It would also help limit the amount of damage that gets done to our fields. When I mean damage, I mean field maintenance. They're very heavy traction around the goals and the face-offs, and so being able to have that on turf, where that's not a field maintenance, that's not an additional cost, would be beneficial to the district. Also, 75% of schools that are our size that have a lacrosse program are playing on turf. The next sport would be soccer. We are fortunate to have one of the nicest playing surfaces in central Minnesota, and the good news is that will stay. But now we add the addition of a multi-purpose field, which gives our student athletes the opportunity to have games there, to practice there. A competitive advantage. Also, if it rains all day and the fields are soaked and unplayable, we can play on the turf. Permanent bleachers for both for soccer, lacrosse, for football as well. Another thing I want to highlight is 85% of schools that are our size for soccer play on turf. So we are in that 15% currently. So this would be a great experience for them. And then football, 75% of 5A football teams use a turf, a play on a turf facility, and being able to have it at the high school and have that experience where we're bringing, you know, hopefully 2,000 fans to Startell High School with the new parking lot as well to make it easier for our community. It'd be an outstanding experience. And then baseball and softball, also being able to practice in the spring or in the fall, but specifically the spring when Mother Nature is not that kind to us, being able to have a turf field that they can play long toss and catch and take ground balls and take fly balls. So there's lots of benefits and would go across lots of our different sports.
You know, thanks, Bruce. And we talk a lot about turf. The addition of artificial turf is a key part of the referendum proposal for question number two. Shane, as you've thought through this a little bit, and you and Bruce have worked on these things as we've moved forward, can you explain how it will benefit student athletes, physical education programs throughout the year to have a turf multi-purpose area here at the high school?
Absolutely, and really, as we look at it, having a turf field, a multi-purpose field like that, gives us the opportunity to be outside as soon as the weather allows. Where we're not waiting for the ground to get better or to dry out. If the rain has stopped and we want to be outside, that turf field is going to be ready. Late in the fall or early in the spring, if we can get the snow off the field, and again, we have the ability to use machines to get the snow off the field, that there is no frost to remove, there's nothing like that. We can be on it ready to go. Our students during the school day would be able to use it at all times. Like Bruce just was sharing, baseball and softball, if they want to be outside and practice hitting a fly ball and catching a fly ball that isn't limited by the roof of the gym, we have the ability to do that on a space like this because of the turf opportunity.
You know, and I've heard you, Shane, as we've done presentations, you talk about your own son and that ability just to be out earlier and, you know, not waiting until, you know, end of April or May before you're hitting those fly balls to your son would be really helpful if we had a turf and multi-purpose area. We could start those things earlier for our community organizations. So speaking of which, Bruce, when you think about community engagement, beyond just our school athletics, how do you envision these upgraded facilities being used by the Startell St. Stephen community?
Dr. Rivard and Principal Kuzler, you both somewhat touched on this already, but the benefit, a huge benefit, would be for all the youth associations in the Startell St. Stephen community. You're talking youth football, youth soccer, youth lacrosse, youth baseball, youth softball. They would have the opportunity to use the turf. If you think about it in the fall on a typical Monday, most of our teams are done by 6 o'clock if we don't have an odd Monday night soccer game. And you get our high school teams get off the turf, and there'd be opportunity for youth football, youth soccer to go from 6 until 10 o'clock, practice under the lights. What an awesome experience. You show up, there's no field maintenance. So it would actually create significantly more opportunities, more practice space for our community. It also would involve community education. So the, you know, Jen Traver, who's our community education director and works with different groups throughout Startell St. Stephen, being able to allow them to get on the turf. Because right now when we have varsity competition fields, we limit who goes on those because we want to make sure that our high school athletes are playing on an extremely nice surface for their varsity contest. Well, having a multi-purpose turf field, that turf is great because we can go from high school practice to a youth practice to a community event, and it's all right there and there's no maintenance. I think also hosting community events that would also be run through Jen Traver or through the high school. The opportunity to practice under the lights in the fall or in the spring, it's going to create more opportunities. The other part that that does is Riverview Intermediate Stadium becomes more accessible. So again, now we can host youth football games there during the week or on Saturdays, youth soccer games. Imagine being a fourth grader and getting to play in a stadium. What a cool experience for them. And so that's something that I think our community will really benefit from. And then lastly, there's an economic impact. You know, with this proposed facility, we would have the opportunity to host neutral site section football, section soccer, state soccer. Our neighbors, Alexandria, Brainerd, Monticello, hosted multiple events this fall, and that brought in community members from all over the state, and they're stopping at our restaurants. They're going to our gas stations. They're meeting pregame. They're meeting postgame. And so we're driving traffic to our community, and then also highlighting the awesome facilities and all the wonderful things that make Sartell St. Stephen so special in the process.
You know, Bruce, you talk about as we're bringing people in and people attending games, I think about part of the new proposal for the referendum is improving our accessibility for our spectators as they're coming to competitions. One feature of this proposal includes additional parking and better accessibility overall. Shane, could you talk a little bit about how will these improvements make attending games and events easier for families and spectators because of the additional parking?
Absolutely. When you look at anyone who's attended a soccer or lacrosse game currently on our performance field knows that parking is not particularly close and that you're going to be walking out to that field regardless of your age. These improvements will include an expanded parking lot right at the playing fields for close access for anyone, regardless of their ability to walk. We do have great performance fields currently as a surface for competition, but one of the pieces that would come along with this is actually having a permanent set of bleachers. Currently, we have temporary bleachers there, and many of the spectators that are coming are carrying their own chair into the event for varsity level competition. These permanent bleachers would give great opportunities, accessibility for all levels, not just varsity, being able to play at that location.
You know, and I think as our spectators come to our competition and to our activities, one of the things that I've always been so excited about is that school spirit and the connection that I see in our community, a community that all three of us live in and where we're raising our own families. Bruce, as you've watched during these last few years and seen the school spirit and how our community comes together, how do you see these enhanced facilities creating a stronger sense of pride and connection among our students, our families, and the entire community of Sartell St. Stephen?
It's really exciting to think about. The proposed multi-purpose athletic complex here at Sartell High School would allow for most of our varsity competitions to take place at the high school, at our home campus. We'd be playing football here. We'd be hosting track meets. You know, with the proposed complex, we can host a track meet and a lacrosse game at the same time, which is fantastic, bringing more people, more students to come out and support. I've spoken with our students, you know, I spoke with three track athletes last week and a football player, and they talked about wanting to be able to call a place home. And we're very fortunate. We love Riverview Intermediate Stadium, but it doesn't feel like home. It's not their home school when they go to Moorhead or they go to St. Michael and they're on their campus. Mm-hmm. There's a special feel to that. And that's what we're really excited about, the potential of having that here at the high school. I think the facilities would also enhance the experience for our parents. Principal Kuzler talked about parking, you know, a shorter walk for our grandparents. Obviously, that's awesome. Not having to bring a lawn chair and being able to sit, you know, at the 50-yard line of a soccer or lacrosse or a track meet. And so I think that experience for our family members, because they want their son or daughter to have a great experience, but also just it heightens it and it elevates it. And I think our students, it's also more accessible being able to get out of school and walk to the track or to the stadium and watch their fellow classmates compete. It's easier to do than transporting to another location. It also, again, it comes back to more opportunities for our youth associations and for the kids in our community. And so it's really, really exciting to think about. Sports and activities help bring people together, and these outdoor improvements would really help unite our community and ultimately provide more opportunities and enhance the experience for not only our student athletes here at Sartell High School, but everyone in our community.
You know, thanks. So well said, Bruce. I do appreciate the thoughts that both you and Shane have shared today. The proposed outdoor improvements at Sartell High School do align with the long-term vision of this campus in creating a versatile, high-quality facility that serves both educational, athletic, and community needs. Significant work on our high school campus for this project is already in place with lighting and irrigation. Our concession stands are completed, and the overall footprint was established when the high school was built. The upgrades will enhance the students' experience by providing a safe, modern space for physical education, athletics, and extracurricular activities. Additionally, they're going to foster stronger connections with all of us as neighbors by offering welcoming, accessible venues for events and gatherings. Investing in these improvements can aid in ensuring that Sartell High School remains a hub of pride, of engagement, and opportunity for our future generations. Again, I want to thank Principal Kuzler and Mr. Thompson for sharing their time with me today. Absentee voting begins on December 27th, or please go out and vote on February 11th.